It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society.
John McAllister Schofield was born 180 years ago this week in Gary, New York. After attending local schools, he went on to study at West Point, graduating in 1853. When the Civil War broke out, Schofield became a major in a Missouri Volunteer Regiment and served as Chief of Staff to Major General Nathaniel Lyon until Lyon's death during the Battle of Wilson's Creek in August 1861. In 1864, as Commander of the Army of the Ohio, he took part in the Atlanta Campaign under Major General William T. Sherman. Later that year, Schofield took part in Major General George H. Thomas's crowning victory at the Battle of Nashville. After the war in 1873, Schofield was given a secret task to investigate the strategic potential of a United States presence in the Hawaiian Islands. Schofield's report recommended that the U.S. establish a naval port at Pearl Harbor. Starting in 1876, Schofield was superintendent of the United States Military Academy. However, in 1881, he was removed from that post due to a congressional investigation that found a black cadet at West Point was wrongly court-martialed by Schofield's administration. From 1888 until his retirement in 1895, Schofield was commanding general of the United States Army. He had become a major general on March 4, 1869, and on February 5, 1895, he was commissioned a lieutenant general. Schofield retired on September 29, 1895, upon reaching the mandatory retirement age of 64. He died March 4, 1906 at St. Augustine, Florida, and is buried in Arlington National Cemetery.
Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.